We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
The sound of the final buzzer means it's hangover time. So grab a drink and join your host, Alphonse Sidney, for a Miami Heat Beat post-game show.
Is Alf alive?
You fucked it up, Frankie.
Heat win. When does a win feel like a loss? Tonight. That's when it feels like a loss. When you're up by, I think they had a 26-point lead at some point in this game. It went down to 3. You started another fourth quarter where you got a 17-point lead. And let's just run out the fucking F team. Let's just run out. Let's just clear our bench and just run anybody the fuck out there because we're the big, bad fucking Miami Heat. And there's no way this Bulls team led by Kobe White and Denzel Valentine will come back on us. Guess what? They start coming back. They gain a bunch of confidence. You do fucking nothing for 3 minutes and just let them come back. Then you bring Duncan back in. You still do nothing. You bring Jimmy back in. You still do nothing. Now they go on an 18-5 run and it's a 4-point game. I mean, come the fuck on, Miami Heat. Like, we out here can't even celebrate a fucking win because this shit was embarrassing. You're embarrassing me. Denzel Valentine is styling on your punk ass. Denzel fucking Valentine. The one who got crossed up in an A1 mixtape by a college kid. Like, dude is trash. And he's styling on you. Mouthing shit, talking shit. Cash on the way back down the court. Denzel fucking Valentine. I could beat Denzel Valentine 1-on-1. No, I couldn't. But the fact of the matter is, what the fuck are you doing? I say this again and again. What the fuck are we doing? You had 4 starters score over 20 points tonight. Nothing from your fucking bench again. And we can't blame Goran Tyler tonight. Anyway, honestly, I'm not going to keep going on. We're all drunk. Brass, bring me out. I'm Alphonse Sidney, a.k.a. Alf954, host of the Miami Heat Beat post-game show, Hangover Time. And we have an outstanding panel of drunk people tonight. We all said around 4 o'clock, we had a group discussion in the chat that, fuck it, win or lose, we going to have a good time tonight. So Tiff started drinking around 10 a.m. Moose. Been drinking and other such things all day. Frankie, I don't know if you've been drinking all day. I know Brass was like, no more. Oh shit, here we go. Double fisted.
Oh shit.
Brass was like, no more fancy cocktails. I know Siobhan been on it. We Everybody's ready for the night. We were ready for a loss. And honestly, it still feels like we're
pretty much got one.
Prepared for the worst.
A fucking live through joke.
Listen, all right.
And then Siobhan about to talk her shit tonight because she's been on me all day about the fucking New York Knicks. I ain't even trying to hear it. Let's find out what everybody's drinking since noon. Bench scored 17 points tonight.
Holy shit.
Finish him.
You know, we sit here.
That's Tyler Hero numbers.
That's a lot. That felt like, you know, seven. So,
you know,
the last game was awful too, right?
No, it's been two games in a row. You're just getting stomped by other teams' benches. I mean, holy shit. The entire starting lineup was plus and plus minus, except for Bam was even. Four guys scored over 20 points in the starting lineup. Trevor Ariza was a plus 13, but your entire bench was fucking trash.
The bench the last game scored 21 points.
Oh, well, I mean.
So, right. It's an improvement.
Tyler and Goran.
They went down. It's not
a progression.
How much is
17?
Oh, 17. Oh, fuck. No, that's terrible.
But it is the Bulls.
No, I thought for some reason I had like 30 in my head.
They still should have been able to, you know.
It is the Bulls. I know it's 20. They're 25-35. Formidable team without Zach LaVine. Yeah, scary motherfucking team. Moose, what are you drinking tonight? I'm hoping it's some monkey booty or some other shit.
It's the monkey show. I've been getting into a couple
Moose,
of things.
Nice
today.
Haircut, by the way.
I know.
You thank you. Ooh. Thank Fresh. You. I appreciate that.
Moose,
I went this morning. Oh, you like this? Miami Heat like merch right there. This is a limited edition drip drop misprint, but I think it might come back because it's looking kind of fire. Sorry, Brian. You might need to work again. Here we go. I got the monkey shoulder. I've been making moves on this all day, amongst other things. Got a haircut, halfway vaccinated.
One time for the chop chop.
One time for the fresh cut, drip drop. I'm checking Twitter. I don't care about this game.
All right. I'm drinking vodka and Sprite, as always. Tiff, what are you drinking tonight?
I'm done drinking. So now I'm just sending an homage and a shout out to my boy Solana. And I got the check it out.
Oh, I love how Tiff
check it
when
out.
She's done drinking.
Bring me out, Brad.
Exactly. Wow. You're done drinking, so you drink that. You that makes that perfect sense.
When she's done drinking, she drinks what Solana drinks when he's trying to turn up.
That's I got dunked on like Tice. Jeez.
That is truly the last resort.
Brass, what do you got tonight?
Well, I mean, I had some Mai Tais earlier, so I did make myself another Mai Tai. But I am taking shots. I've got some bottles of some shit, some Angostura Caribbean rum 7-year. I'm just trying to get rid of. So, cheers.
We got subs.
You got a sub, so Brass can get rid of his old alcohol.
Oh, I was going to do it anyway, but whatever.
Siobhan, what are you drinking? Anyway.
Had some tequila earlier, had some tequila in the parking lot, finished some wine. So tonight we have some Woodford Reserve rye.
Nice.
That shit is actually good.
It is.
Fire.
That shit is smooth.
It's smooth.
Frankie, what are you drinking tonight?
It's been a while since I've been on hangover time and really drank. So I had to go hard, double fist in it. Tito's, shout out to Tiff. And we got a Merlot, shout out to Siobhan.
Tito's and what?
Wait, Tito's and Red Bull.
I was going to say, that ain't all fucking Tito's, man.
Oh, this is a lot of Tito's.
Did you put the Merlot in a Tito's?
Did you just put the Merlot in a fucking...
You put the Merlot in a flower vase?
I don't got no fucking wine glasses, man. Fuck y'all. Fuck y'all. No, it's going here, the same place.
Frankie out here drinking out of carafes and shit.
That's fake Tito's, bro.
That's not fake Tito's.
That's the shit we used to take from Denny's at 3 o'clock in the morning. They serve that shit. They serve orange juice in those glasses. Frankie will be peeing all night. Just turn your camera off first, Frankie.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so the Heat win, Moose.
We did?
Yeah,
I don't know. Like, I was watching the game. I was drinking to celebrate that we were so up. Thank you. Okay. Then I was celebrating Then I was drinking the pain away because we were down, and then we were up again. It was a roller coaster ride. So
yeah, you're gonna drink anyway, no matter what.
Brass, take me out.
I'm you're out.
Grand drop.
Tiff. Ooh. I mean, what can be said about this team that hasn't been said about Afghanistan? It's bombed Nothing. Out and depleted.
Full of holes.
Okay, Chappelle Show reference.
I blame Bush. Yes. Yeah, you're right. I do blame Bush.
We're talking about oil, bitch. You cooking? I'm sorry. Tiff. What? I mean, do you have any thoughts on this game, or is this the Heat team that we've been watching all year? Win or lose, this is not much to celebrate.
Come on, y'all. We can celebrate win or lose. Fuck it. We're at the end of our rope. I got rope burns from holding on so damn long. I'm trying to be happy.
I mean, it was a
story
win.
Of my life.
It was a win. We could have had that game, and it turned out to be a loss.
Oh my so God!
I was pretty convinced of it in the last minute or so. I was not so sure, but so this. Again, we've said it all season. A win is a win.
Is a win.
But shit, man. I don't feel... You don't walk away from this feeling good at all.
No. Don't
be fooled. I told you. And I said that. I said that when we started winning, too. Before we started winning.
No, you said that right
after
that Minnesota game.
After the Minnesota loss.
Because you saw it coming.
I saw it coming.
You see this cake-ass schedule we got. Like, this could be game five of a five-game winning streak, y'all.
Could be.
You know what I mean? And
should. It should be.
They've won four out of the last five. Like, you can pretend and say that, Siobhan, like, okay, you should feel good about this team. They've won four of their last five. But, like,
have you felt this bad out of a team that has won four out of five the last game?
I don't think I've ever in my life.
That's remarkable. No. I mean, if really, not, I know we're going to get into some Knicks talk later, but this is like some.
Do we have to?
We'd be jumping in the fucking streets.
We know.
Four out of five.
Yeah, no, you're right. Like,
Knicks fans would hang a banner for this shit. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm not a fucking jinx. I said that before.
No, you said it before we started the three game win streak. Like, you were the anti jinx.
Get out of here. Come on.
Go ahead, Siobhan.
This team been who they've been since February. I don't really know what else is there. You know, there is to say. Like, they'll give you, you know, good three or four games, and then they'll give you 6, 7, 11 bad games, and then like four games where they win, and then but it's like, did they really? You know, like we're saying about this game tonight. Shit, I said, you know, the Lakers game was a win that we should have felt decent about, but you know, y'all wouldn't even let me have that. And so, you know, this is where we are. This is where we've been. The only thing separating us from where we are now and probably where we truthfully should be is Jimmy Butler. And I'm going to stand by it. I want this team to be better. I believe in a lot of their parts. Right now, I'm not really seeing too much to be happy about. So, you know, kind of is where that is.
Told y'all.
One time for depression. Drink drop.
Don't fall for the banana in the tailpipe.
Phrasing. Frankie. is this just a matter of Goron's not healthy, Depot is not healthy, or are there, you know, if those guys come back healthy, are you just like, okay, this team is back, it's fine, the defense is what it is? I mean, they continue to hold teams around 100 points. Every once in a while, somebody pops off for 115, but points per game, they hold teams in the low 100s, in the 90s. Is this team fine if they have another point of attack defender and a guy that can get to the rim? Or even with a healthy Goron or Depot, this team is at max a second round exit?
Is this team going to get another bubble? Are they going to get a little break to get healthy right, and all that shit?
I mean, because if they get another play-in games, they have a week off.
61 games in, man. Right, 61 games in. I'm going with the Tiffany Myangelo quote. They are who we thought they were.
Oh, I was like, when did she mention a banana and a tailpipe? Like,
I was gonna
say, I'm pretty fucked up. I didn't know that one, though.
Yeah.
No, this team is who they are, man.
They are who they thought we were. I ride.
When this team shows you who they are, believe them.
Okay,
believe them the first time. We've seen it 61 times. There's 11 more times and then the playoffs. We'll see. Like, this team is who they are. If Depot has to get healthy and build chemistry quick for this team to fucking make a playoff run. And I don't have any faith in that. Much,
he has to come back soon to build that.
He had to come back yesterday.
He's played four games.
Exactly. We're past.
And it hadn't gelled yet.
We need him to come back, but we need Goran to sit the fuck down still. Like,
we need Tyler to be consistent, and they haven't been that all season. Right. So,
I think Goran's consistency is going to come back if he's healthier. I mean, yeah. I think is probably hurt too. I mean, I think that that's a very telling sign that he was out.
If he's not playing on a back to back, then there is a physical ailment.
He's 12. His body should be fine.
When people were talking about cereal and all that other shit, I was like, dude, that guy don't even look right. I don't give a fuck about cereal. His girlfriend's pregnant or whatever, because she's an anti-vaxxer. None of that shit bothers me. What bothers me is he looks winded as fuck 30 seconds in after coming into the game. He don't look right.
Because even in his PR tour, he ain't put the word.
The man ain't healthy. He ain't healthy.
There's something there.
I know.
Oh, look, we got a shit ton of subs. Drip drop.
One time for the authorized backup. Drip drop.
I do want to call out some of these subs though. Because you guys are the best. You keep us going. Lego Heat 361 subscribe for 1 month.
Flag out.
Young Snap 69.
Young Snap.
4 months at tier one. So thank you for that. Julian Ramos 0384 gave out one tier one sub. Eric the Great.
Five tier one subs.
And Brian M gave out 5 tier one subs. Vane Hype gifted 1 month.
Vane Hype.
Vane Hype gifted 1 month tier one sub to Daniel Tice.
Vane Hype.
Fam's twin.
That's awesome.
This is why Daniel Tice got dunked on. He's already in the chat. Just ended.
Enemy of the show.
Okay, so
not you, Vane Hype.
I see that the chat is blaming Gabe Vincent. Apparently, I missed it.
What?
The chat is blaming Gabe Vincent for the breakdown. Listen,
guys, marquee player.
Someone told me Gabe minutes were an issue tonight. He got like 4 minutes.
No, he got 23 minutes, and he was
bad. Yeah, but he ain't the reason.
First of all, the real problem with Gabe being a problem is that why should Gabe be playing 23 minutes?
Right.
Exactly. Gabe should be giving you, 10, 12 minutes off the bench, some energetic defense, blah, blah, blah. You're relying on him a lot because Goran, Tyler, and Depot are out. Like, your entire guard rotation is hurt outside of Kendrick Nunn.
I'd be fine if Gabe doesn't take another shot for a while, but like, I love his defense.
I love his defense. Exactly.
His defense is it.
So good.
Was 1-for-7, 0-from-3.
You got 4 project players who didn't play coach's decision tonight, and 2 project players who did. Right. This is an indictment.
Who else
were
you
going to
play?
Front office,
right? Who else are you going to play?
And then you have Udonis not playing. Udonis can't play in these games.
Right.
You got Bielitsa can't play in these games. Like, what the fuck? Who the fuck are you going to rely on?
First of all, if Belly is not getting in
now,
right now, exactly.
There's something else going on there. Come on.
Try to tell y'all.
We've been running.
Deadman came from Jiffy Lube to start playing games.
Overalls and keys. Didn't even change his uniform.
Pat Riley was getting his oil changed and he said, damn, you tall.
You know who you remind me of?
Can you stretch? Can you do like this?
Have you ever heard of Joel Anthony, sir?
The joke is Pat Riley getting his own oil changed.
The joke is that. Yeah,
really. Yeah. His chauffeur.
Just take his hair and then bring it out.
Okay. I totally picture Pat Riley sending Andy to get his oil changed. Yo, Andy, go do this for me.
I was going to make a really
bad joke.
Crunch
these numbers while you get that changed for me, all right?
I was going to make a bad joke about Andy being able to fit in Pat's car.
I
didn't do it.
Good thing you didn't, Alf.
I didn't make the joke.
Good thing you didn't even mention
stop
it.
Stop yourself.
You know?
Man, I had thought about it.
That would have gotten weird.
That's what you call self-control, guys.
All self-control right. situation.
One time for discipline. Drip drop. Woohoo.
No, but Frankie, to your point, these are guys that aren't supposed to be playing unless it's mop-up time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, or not together.
Or not together.
Together. See, that's right. It. I want to see Gabe. I want to see Struce.
Yep.
I want to see Apala. I want to see Precious. I don't want to see all those guys together at the same time.
Yeah.
You open the fourth quarter with Struce and Gabe on the floor at the same time. Okay, you gave – and now – okay. All right. So I've been trying to go easy on my man Bam. Bam had 20 points, 10 assists, 6 rebounds tonight. You were in a unit with Gabe, Struce. I forget who else was out there. Was and Iggy. Iggy was fucking horrid tonight, by the way. Just goddamn terrible again.
But it was his game to be it, remember?
But he was bad last game too.
All right. He gonna be bad the next game too. And then three one, in and a row. One. Yep.
Yeah, three in a row that he'll be all right. Back. But you played with that lineup.
It's good for a series.
Yeah. He played with that lineup and didn't shoot the ball fucking once.
Yep.
Wait, Julian Ramos 0384 said, thank you for subscribing for 3 months at Tier 1. But he said, it's been confirmed that Oladipo is out for the season.
I didn't see that anyway.
Breaking news.
What happened to Joe Stonecrab? What happened to Joe Stonecrab?
I'm not surprised, but I haven't seen it.
Right. Like, if it's true, I wouldn't be surprised, but I didn't see it anywhere.
But I haven't seen it. I'm assuming he is, too. I haven't been talking about him and their future for this season.
Yeah, I'm not talking about him.
But, okay, we'll have our crack research staff look at that, which means I'll Google it.
But like you're saying, Alf, with that unit, get your ass in your spot and call for the ball.
You got to.
Get in your high post, get whoever's guarding you on your back and call for the ball. Whether you take the shot or you create it for somebody else, but you get in your spot and you call for the damn ball. That's what you're supposed to do. It doesn't matter about blah, 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 how tall this, that, the third. You're the man in that lineup. Call for the ball.
And what's being missed about what Jimmy is saying is that it's not being asked of Bam on every single fucking possession as if like it should maybe be, you know, maybe next year. Where it's highlighted and like most frustrating is in those lineups, Alf and Tiff, where there's no one else on the floor to generate offense, to be a threat, to do any of those things. Why are you not taking more of an onus in like making something happen? There's no one else on that floor in that unit but you.
There was a point.
For people on the pod, Julian Ramos said, fake page, guys, false alarm, my badness. But again, we want to thank him for the 3 months of Tier 1. So
thank you for the soap.
And thank you for clarifying. So, Depot's going to come back, people. Come on.
If you suffer 3 months, you're allowed to spread fake news in the chat. But there was a possession at the beginning.
He's been spreading fake news forever.
There was a possession at the beginning of that fourth quarter where Bam is at free throw line extended, right? He has his back to the basket. He doesn't have the ball in his. He's looking for the ball. Literally, Tice is playing 6 feet off of him. Like he's on some social distancing shit. Bam is not even looking at the basket. He's not looking for the ball. He's looking for somewhere to screen. Like he's not actively aggressively looking to score. And why when you're looking around and you see fucking Gabe Vincent, Max Struce, and all these other guys, aren't you like, would you bums give me the fucking ball so I can go score?
Brass, you remember that one play in one of my breakdowns where I had Bam getting it around like the free throw area and immediately like didn't look at all at the basket and like you were really taken aback like damn it's crazy to see kind of like that's like that same type of shit Alf, like you're saying just does not even cast a gaze toward the score.
No, but as the best player on the team, wouldn't you be demanding the ball?
Yes.
Give me the.
Yeah.
It would be like, give me the fucking ball. Like, y'all, like, everyone should be clearing out for Bam in that lineup. Stand by the 3-point line and I'll get you the ball, but let me go to work first. And he got guys like Vooch. He was blowing past Thad Young all night. But for some reason, at the beginning of the fourth quarter, he decides to get passive.
Yeah. I want him to have like 10% of Whiteside in him. You know, right. Where it's like I want to go for a highlight. I'm gonna just go all out and just do something crazy and just go for it and just take control, because Hassan would do that and it would be to the team's detriment. But like Bam, is just he's a better all-around player. I think he could do it. We've seen him do it. And recently he's come out and he's done better at that. And it's bewildering. For three quarters, he's looking solid. And and it was just so strange in the fourth to see him just back off like that.
And then he got aggressive again. Now you're only up 4 points. All of a sudden, okay, now I'm gonna be aggressive again. Have some killer instinct and beat a team down when you have them down 17. Exactly. Stop letting them get back in the game and deciding, oh, now it's time to ball out. Bitch, do that shit when you up 17. Stop dribble handing off all the fucking time. Sorry, right. Moose.
And some people, like some people, I just want to say real quick, some people get on us all the time for Jack is one of them. We think we're like too hard on Bam and we're like too much, we're expecting too much of Bam because Bam has improved so much as a player this season, which is absolutely true. Bam has improved across the board. Bam is awesome. As I've said before, Bam fucks. That guy is awesome. He's great. But it's like, what are you doing? Like, it can be, we've seen this. Like, and we see it in game. We see in game, you can do these things. And then he just backs off for a minute. He takes his foot off the gas. And at these, especially this team in the fourth quarter, you need to fucking go full steam ahead because this team can't be trusted late games.
The whole team does, need you. Moose.
Excellent Moose. Contribution, Moose.
Moose, really, we can't really hear anything you're saying.
Solid.
This is the best Stream Beat episode Brass, ever.
To your point, what I was trying to say was, I think it's more so a mentality thing when Jimmy's on the court alongside him. Because I think you see Bam be aggressive in the fourth quarter, especially in those games where Jimmy's not there. All right. It's kind of like when you go to the park to play pickup with your big brother and you feel that you start falling back in the fourth quarter at the end of the game. You start looking at your big brother like, yo, get us back into this shit. If he's not there, he's not going to be pushing the gas. It takes fucking Jimmy Butler to call him out in front of everybody to the media just for him to just fucking wake up and do it.
He stopped getting aggressive. He started getting aggressive when Jimmy got back in the game. And it's too – if you were playing a good game or a good team tonight, it's too little too late, man.
I'm sorry, bro.
No, go ahead.
I think the game that Jimmy called Bam out and then super agreed, Ted. We'll come back to that later, maybe. The game that Jimmy called Bam out, Jimmy also didn't play, and for whatever injury, rest, whatever. But I really, really felt like I agree with that. Bam really doesn't know how big he is. That's why it's frustrating.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
But the game after Jimmy called Bam out, where.
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, JJ Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, JJ breaks down the top three things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
He sat or rested, whatever. I think it was a lot to Moose's point. Like, no, I need to see that you can carry these motherfuckers when I'm not here. Like, I know who I am, but I need you to understand who you are and like know that you can and are capable of taking these dudes. And so I super agree with what Moose just said. Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, Bam does take a lot of his foot off the brake when Jimmy is there because Jimmy feels like, you know, a little bit like that safety blanket to him. But that can't be the case because that just continues to pile on Jimmy when Bam is supposed to be that guy. Jimmy boosts Bam up to be that guy all the time. Brass, take me out.
Look, no one's perfect. Even the best baseball player strikes out when the bases are loaded. The best golfer sometimes three-putt with the tournament on the line. So if you feel like you're coming up short in the bedroom, it's perfectly okay. But if it's bothering you, there are options. Go get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21 now. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, it ships to you for free with two-day shipping. And the whole process is discreet and straightforward. Getting started is simple. Go get to roman.com/heatbeat21 and complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving home. Complete the online visit today to connect with a doctor and take care of it. Go get to roman.com/heatbeat21 to get $15 off your first month. Look, that's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. Get to roman.com/heatbeat21. Go get started to save $15 on your first month of treatment.
Raz, I'm going to ask you to put her back in because we're going to go to Siobhan's breakdowns right now.
Come on. Let's go.
Put me back in, Tracy.
Oh, hold up. Let me break it down so it can forever and consistently be broke.
I gotta tell you, my favorite thing about this segment is that it feels like NBA inside stuff. Back when I was like 12 years old on a Saturday afternoon, like that was just amazing. Anyway, I'm sorry.
It was like Ernie or something.
That was Ahmad Rashadi as a host.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he would go back over the weekend and be like, Friday! And they would go all the Friday stats and Thursday! It was amazing. That's the problem. People don't watch NBA inside stuff anymore. Anyway. I'll talk about that in another segment.
So I got a few offenses here, a couple highlighting Duncan and his movement and some interesting stuff that I think I saw from him moving today, and some other love being spread around. Go ahead, Brass. Who's this first one to? Oh, Hop. Shout out to Kendrick and him hitting the pull-up. And the other stuff that he's hitting consistently and why he'll be impactful for this team, especially with Goran being old. Hey, Gianni, go to the next play.
Well, welcome, welcome, welcome.
What's next? Oh, okay, run this again. It's really short. I know that Duncan has probably the most miles on him this NBA season, but I think he's built for, I really truly think that Duncan has some of the it in him. A bit more it than cereal, and I like his in-season progression. His in-season development has been superb. It's really hard to get better in season. He missed a shot. He's consistently moving. His defensive presence. There's another dunking clip in here. I think he reads a lot. Go ahead, Brass. What was this? Oh, yeah, some other stuff, just some motion. We see that stagger that we always see, pause, boom. So right in here, I think Trevor had Tice beat, but he sees whoever 17 is coming to close off the baseline. I love you, Frankie. Jimmy spaces. I don't know how this pass gets here, and I don't know maybe if he should relocate or come into this right side, you know, elbow area and make Bam, you know, kind of flare, make it set a flare for him. Sorry. But Duncan's open. Again, I don't really know how the pass gets here. It doesn't. And we get a Jimmy fadeaway. You know, Duncan has done a lot. I think one of the next steps in his game is to maybe hunt out more of those mid-range shots. Go ahead, Brass. He's done a good job this season with some of the dribble pull-ups and the backdoor cuts. But I think actually hunting out, you know, those mid-range openings will be good for him. Last one. Some other Duncan motion. Pause. So right as he comes to set this screen for Jimmy, he can either set this screen, he can fake this screen and pop to the left. He can, there's so much that Miami does kind of in their offenses with him, to the point that I almost, you can run the rest of it. I think they missed the play or they missed the shot, but I almost contend with G. Oh shit, shout out Jimmy, my bad. That's it, Brass. I think that, you know, Duncan opens up a lot of what their offense is, but I have contended that that is because so much of the offense is built around him. So he has to open it up, because if he doesn't, we've seen Bam not take it. And then, you know, Jimmy Savaho have to come take it. I've been really impressed with Duncan and what he's done this season, offensively, defensively. And this game may feel like a win, but I do still see, you know, little specks of improvement here and there.
Duncan has been amazing, man.
Duncan's been fantastic.
He really has. Like, and the fact that he stepped up so much on defense, he does more on offense. Like, he's just – a lot of guys have become incrementally better, but nobody's been able to make up for Goron's drop-off, I think, is what – you know, like, I don't think Tyler's been that much worse than he was last regular season, but nobody's making up for the drop-off of Bubba Goron.
Yeah.
Like, it's precipitous. It's like, I don't think anybody's really understanding. You had a that's my man. You had a guy scoring 22 points a game in the playoffs.
And have now, I like, not been – hold up. Now I got to just dive in, because I've been off for a couple of days. Let me just go at somebody's neck real quick. I not been talking about Duncan?
Preach.
The last couple of times I've been on this show.
Get his ass.
So maybe you haven't been watching. Mm-hmm. But I've been giving him nothing but props. And I recall Brass asking me, if I could only keep one, would it be Duncan or Tyler? And who did I say, Brass?
Great Valley Fruit Loops.
Duncan. Who did I say?
Duncan. Duncan.
Say it with your chest, Brass.
Right.
Duncan.
Duncan. D-Rob.
I wasn't ready for that. D-Rob.
That was my fucking drink.
I want to trade everybody if it's going to get me a superstar.
I want to trade just to get rid of Drip Drop.
Do people not realize how basketball works?
Right.
Man, you let people go to get better people.
Many people don't.
If they would have traded Tyler for Kyle Lowry. But anyway.
But untouchable.
You could have Kyle Lowry and Victor Oladipo on this team right now. And even if Depot went out.
Both would be playing.
Special K.
Kyle Lowry can play. They just tank it over there in Toronto. So
unspecial K, sorry.
That's a whole different story.
I prefer Kellogg.
I got one breakdown I want to do, Brass. You got my breakdown?
It's pretty simple.
Oh, yeah. This one?
Yeah. So Bam just takes the ball and just fucking dunks on this motherfucker.
I've mentioned this before, but the fucking Duncan Robinson Bam screen. Robinson gets the screen. Bam gets a dunk. We run
Duncan
it once
sets,
a month.
At the beginning of the Duncan fourth quarter. Sets good screens.
We run it once a month. Bam gets a dunk every fucking time. Wait for the playoffs.
Billy,
you'll see it again, sticks. Guys.
Play it again.
Do it again, Alf. Do it again.
Here we go. So Bam gets the ball on this motherfucker. And then he Wait.
He said Black Lives Matter.
Oh wait. Bam and Tice is a wash. Let me show you something real quick. Here we go.
Wash my ass.
Take that, anonymous scout.
Yeah.
Separated that blows my ass. Tice is rated just where he should be. Stop it.
So exactly.
Rated or racist?
Yeah. Not rated.
Okay.
My analysis is do that more.
More
of that.
Because there's opportunities too. Yes.
You know, like when
free the Bam.
Know, when Jimmy isn't in, and Gabe and Struce are out there running around. Do that shit.
You got to look at the basket to do that, Al.
Right.
Oh yeah, that's true.
For Bam, let's go.
Yeah.
Run some plays for Bam.
More
run some plays for Bam. Let's go.
Run. I mean, whoa, settle down.
Yeah. No, run plays for Bam.
I mean, who's
Bam
gonna
can make his own plays? Bam has 9 feet of
Bam doesn't know radius. How to make his own plays yet. He doesn't know
so
how to
So how
make
can
it.
I run plays for you if you don't
so
know
make
how
a play
to
for
make
him. Do that. He just ran a screen for him and he got it done.
Yo, we don't even have a guard that can make a high post pass.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Give him by the elbow. Put set a screen for him. Let him get to work.
Gaga, gaga, gaga.
Lady gaga, gaga,
gaga.
I guess. No, you're not wrong. But like, he also has those spaces and time to do that for himself. You don't.
No, he doesn't know. He has to make those reads. You're absolutely right. But it, like Gianni says, oh, they run the DHOs and that's for him. No, the DHOs is for Duncan.
If that's you
run
for a Duncan. DHO, that's not that's for Duncan.
I hate that shit that Gianni says that, and it's bullshit. It's not a play.
You hate shit Gianni says?
Yes, everything. How about? Can we get on that? Can we get on Gianni? I know he's fucking. He's dying 104 degrees.
Don't forget.
No, we're gonna dunk on you too.
Real quick though, what was the over under thing? Because I voted for the under.
It went over.
You lost.
It went over. You lost.
Damn.
One time for the drip drop.
Yeah, you're the big loser in that goose. Not Gianni with a 3 months gigantic fever.
Admit we were right all the fucking time. I think he's alive. He's probably watching anime.
He's fine. I think he's alive.
That's why his temperature was up, not the fucking vaccine.
The anime.
Yeah, get some hot.
Yo, shout out to the chat. Y'all being real tonight. Shout out to y'all.
What are y'all
real.
Saying?
No, they having fun. They enjoying it.
Yeah.
You guys got questions. Send us some of your questions. We'll
more fun. Yeah, let's do questions.
Give us some questions.
We're going to do questions for the rest of the night. Some of y'all had questions before, but I'm not scrolling back. So
that's too much work.
Just re-ask them again.
Copy and paste.
I was drunk before the game was on.
No, these last couple drip drops got me.
I'll
do some more. I'll
all right, here's
more
a question.
Subs.
Y'all taking
shots for subs? What?
I almost flipped my table.
Here's a question from Dom Tello 17. Y'all taking none over Goron?
Ooh,
what's the context? Ooh. This season? Yeah. Next season?
Okay, so
now.
Right now,
tell us the context and comment later.
I'm going to give you guys the context right now. And I don't think there's a question. I don't know if it's a real question because right now I'm taking none, but I'm taking none to get Goron healthy.
Like, exactly.
Same. Yep.
I'm taking none to close out the season. And then as soon as we hit the postseason, all right, buddy, get Goron right back in there. Come on, Skipper. Let's go.
I'm willing to give none the benefit of the doubt, though. I do think the reason that he was so bad in the bubble last year was because he was coming off COVID. I am willing to give him that benefit.
Here's my caveat on that. I'm getting Goron healthy.
Yes.
Hopefully, if Depot's back, I'm keeping one eye on Tyler because, like, there's not a single reason you should be playing more minutes than none right now.
Now, if you put none in that two spot instead of Tyler, then we can talk. If we're talking just Kendrick versus Gorn, PG availability right now, I'm definitely taking Kendrick. If you can get a healthy Gorn and Tyler still shit in the bed, and you can allow Kendrick to be a natural kind of scorer, not have to worry about playmaking. He's making much better decisions now, but I'm not mad at Dragic and Kendrick.
And it's so dependent on, is Dragic right? Is Depot healthy?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Is Hero right? Is Hero healthy? But right now, there's not a single reason for me that you would play Hero. So, like, to me, a better question is Hero over none or none over Hero.
Yeah.
Right now, I don't see anything that Tyler's doing that would say, oh, I'm playing Tyler over none right now because none's playing better. And he's playing better defense, too. On both sides of the ball, he's playing better. He's not giving the ball away like Tyler has. I mean, but I also think Tyler's not right. So it's very dependent on, you know, health and what's going on. We got a lot of questions. You got another one, Brass?
Yeah, sure.
I got it.
Sure. No, here's one. Here's one, yeah.
All right, so Tony Morales Heat said, "Asked, do y'all think we will turn into our final form in the playoffs?"
No,
I mean, are we a caterpillar?
Right?
Because I don't know, Tony.
We're gonna turn into a bubble fly.
Are we the Pokemon and evolving? All right,
Tony.
The Power Rangers trying to get into Megazord. I mean, like you would have to have seen flashes of Megazord.
We need some sensu beans.
You would have to have seen it. Yes, sensu beans. You would have had to have seen it, though. Like, we haven't seen it. I don't know what this team's final form is.
Yeah, right?
I don't know what the final form is.
I don't know what it is. We have such a range. I mean, we have seen this team play well, but we've mostly seen this team play like shit. you know, but so
they've like scratched out wins.
Exactly. Like, I'm with Frankie.
I know, but
I don't think we've seen anything to the extent that we saw in the bubble or even at points early last year where we were defying all odds.
Oladipo does not come back, 100%.
This is my next question.
First round exit.
I'm saying I am 100% with you. Brass, if Oladipo does not come back.
This is a good question for Brass.
Why do white people love Dave Matthews so much? I don't love Dave Matthews, honestly, not even a little bit.
I like Dave Matthews.
Song orchestration. I think his lyrics.
I love Dave Matthews and his stories about shitting in gym bags.
It's fantastic.
Nice.
I don't know that one, but I'm sure it's melodic.
Resourcefulness.
I'm not a Dave Matthews person, so
he was hiding weed.
Oh, sweet!
He tried to hide the smell.
My guy, Jesus, that's my guy.
That's some malarkey. Shout out, Siobhan.
Yes, shout out malarkey.
So Egypt asks,
ants marching through his bag.
RJ Barrett.
Egypt asks, why does Spo suck at lineups?
Spotations.
I think
Pat Riley sucked at making.
Exactly. If you're making the cake, you got to use whatever ingredients you got.
Listen.
Can Dave Matthews rebound?
Can he do this?
He can pass.
Tiff, what'd you say about you didn't go to the store? Tiff, would you tweet today that if you didn't get to the store, you got to make a meal?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You still got to eat.
Listen, so we got two eggs,
peanut butter, an expired loaf of bread, and you're trying to make a fucking
no jelly.
You make a Christmas dinner, and you got to make Christmas dinner.
Brass, hit me with a fake Dave Matthews drip drop.
Hamburger.
I can't even do it. That was just in the moment. I can't do it again. I don't think I can do it again.
This is a company potluck. You just want to eat whatever's brought to you.
And everybody.
Guess
white.
What?
It might
sadly,
get hair in it.
Sadly, it's fucking marshmallows on the sweet potatoes,
it's
I'm not eating.
It's ambrosia.
She put raisins in the potato salad. God damn.
I'm not eating.
God damn.
Pat over here with a box of raisins. Like, here you go, man. God, it was like, I'm making potato salad, motherfucker.
And Mr. Deadman is like, no, thank you.
I asked for stuffing. You giving me raisins? Oh my God.
And I'm trying to drive you to the stove, Miss Daisy.
Morgan Deadman.
What the fuck has Alfred? Damn, I missed it. Oh, shit.
Drive you to the stove.
Oh, I
hope. Hulk, no, you don't fry the chicken like that. You got it too close in the pan.
Oh, Mr. Riley.
Mr. Riley, I'm trying to get you a chip.
Mr. Riley, I'm trying to get you out the playing tournament.
Listen.
Oh, man.
Mr. Riley, I'm trying to get you a rebound.
That's funny because the only person in the Heat organization older than Mr. Deadman is Pat Riley.
It's Pat Riley, exactly.
Not
he
Andy.
Is Jessica Not Tandy Andy. to Deadman Morgan Freeman. So Brass, you have your next photo shot.
I was just gonna say that Moose at the Movie season two. Oh, I want that in the intro.
The sequels.
Oh my God, I couldn't make none of these jokes last night because the panel was all white men.
I know. I got like 3 seconds of it and then I was out. I'm not even gonna lie. Not even going well.
Love I was like, Deadman looks like. Oh no! Looked around.
RJ Barrett taught. No.
Yeah, you guys can't laugh at this shit. Not without more black people present.
Okay, the laughter.
We started no shit. We started the show. I know we didn't have Siobhan, we didn't have Tiff, and then but we had five of us, and we're like, okay, we're getting going, and all of a sudden Solana pops in. I'm like, oh fuck.
It got like super white.
Whoa. Oh,
whoa.
Like Joey from Blossom.
Are there any more questions?
I don't know. Probably.
People asked a bunch of questions, but then we started.
Yeah. Here's one. Here's the last one I saw. Why not? Robbing some minutes. Do we kind of have to pay Duncan? No, since we didn't trade him.
Yes. The answer to that question is you pay Duncan and you pay him whatever he wants.
You kept him. So now you got to at least try to figure something out. I'm not saying pay him what he wants. I'm not getting paid what I want.
Don't pay him what he wants. But I'll say this. The last couple games, his value's been going up, and the negotiation is going to be a little bit more tricky because now it's shifting a little bit.
Mickey needs to go up to him and go, listen, the cruise line industry is not really working out right now, but it's gonna hit. So listen, well, I'll give you some stock in this shit off the, you know, kind of off the record.
It takes me a full year for the money to go from savings to checking.
The way my bank account's set up, Duncan. But the thing is, like, you can't. I don't know how much you can sell Duncan on Miami. Like,
right.
Duncan can go to Utah and be good. Like, Duncan good where he at. Like,
he can fit in anywhere.
Duncan goes
okay. New England. Okay. Hold on. Here's my question.
Duncan's from New England. Nah, Duncan's from New England. As soon as you leave New England, you're fucking staying at the warmest place you can find.
I have a question to the panel. What team is going to fuck us on the Duncan contract?
That's what's gonna happen.
Golden State.
Ooh. Oh, who Atlanta. Got the money? The Knicks.
Atlanta.
Golden State of fine
Atlanta.
Money.
The Knicks.
Yeah.
I could see Knicks going for a shooter.
Oh, the Knicks absolutely will go for him. Oh yeah, the Knicks are gonna go hard.
That's
oh,
a good guys, one, Boston. Why Boston?
They don't have money like that though.
They don't find a way for a white guy. They'll find.
But at the end of the day, you guys,
the money. Okay.
Duncan is one of the greatest shooters of his generation. It's not even a joke.
He's
setting Miami Heat records, and it's literally a year and a half into his because they've counted that first season where he never played.
I want him to get what he wants minus like, I don't know, $7 million.
Yeah, like, get what you want like, minus like helping him get an actual third star.
That's what I'm saying. Get what you want slash like understand we're gonna use you best and like we didn't make you but like we helped you get to where like help us help you.
He wouldn't have had the opportunity. I swear to God, he would not have had the opportunity.
No,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, I'm one of the Dakotas.
I'm not and on
I think we're also
that man probably get paid one time in his life.
Take it.
I think some people are. I think I think some people are so unbelievably unfair to Duncan because he went undrafted.
Yes.
So
okay.
He's not deserving of what he's
like. Right. If he were drafted in the first round, even late in the first round, he'd be a fucking stud. Are you kidding me? A fucking stud. Duncan is really good, and we have shown he has shown this season. He's shown improvement. I don't care what you say. He's fucking. He is solid defensively. Yes. I've seen polls put out there by the people, you know, talking about like Duncan. Whose defense you taking? Is it Duncan? Is it Tyler? Is it Nunn?
People voted for Nunn.
Someone else? I don't know.
Right. I just think at the end.
No question is Duncan.
Listen, I'd say keep him. But at the same time, if you got something better popping on the back burner.
That you know of, God
that
damn.
You know
that
what?
Sure are you trusting this?
That's
team's
what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying.
Let's not do this thing like last year.
No, but you know, I told you,
Giannis was on their fucking back burner.
But what did I say? Giannis wasn't coming.
Yeah, I mean, Giannis 2021. What did
Giannis fucked us?
Yeah, no, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
When
I met you, Alf, what did I say? I told Alf when I met Alf, I said, "Oh, Giannis not coming."
Yeah.
No. Like, no. Okay. Giannis didn't fuck us. Giannis stayed with his team. He didn't fuck anything. Okay? But like the potential of Giannis fucked us. I do stand by that.
No,
I do believe that.
The idea of a whale fucked us.
Yes.
That's what fucked us. It's
we got our whale, Bielitsa.
Beluga.
I was gonna say beluga. God.
Take me out, Brad.
Beluga.
Nemanja Bieluga.
We got our whale.
What is your issue?
I shouldn't drink this much.
Keep going.
Listen, pay that man, but also look around. Because you can't run this team
how
back.
Lucky we are to be alive. Yes.
I think, honestly, I don't know the cat man manipulations and all that bullshit. But because of his bird rights, I believe.
Yeah, his cap hold
so low. Yeah. I believe that like you could pay this motherfucker whatever, and it's not going to stop you from signing anybody else.
Yeah.
Like you have a generational shooter in today's NBA.
Yeah.
The fact that they have one of the best three-point shooters in the entire league and their offense sucks, holy shit.
It's ridiculous. It's right. A fucking indictment on the rest
of the league. But that's why.
It really is.
But that's why you,
right.
you keep
sold
him.
Me on pay him.
That's why you have
right.
him.
But that's why you keep him and you look around.
Oh, no,
you can't
pay
Gore on 820 million.
Because you can't run this team back.
Who's your dream PG? Contracts, all that shit aside.
Me? Right PG? Now?
Everybody.
I want Chris Paul.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying
dream PG. I'm saying Damian Lillard. If we're saying dream PG,
I like him, but I want somebody that's gonna like give me a stop at the end if I need it. Right. I mean, I'm always defense.
We're really talking. We're putting Chris Paul in a dream PG scenario. When a couple years ago we probably could have gotten him. And
I said I wanted him.
Me too, Tiff. I'm with you.
I wanted Chris Paul last year, and I didn't. And I was loud wrong about because I was so concerned with contracts. One thing I will never do again, I'm never doing this contract thing. I'm never worried about another motherfucker's pocket again.
Yeah, exactly.
You can move anybody.
So I don't think
anybody can be moved.
Of people. So for next season, who is
available?
You said dream.
People are really fucking ageist. Can I say this? People are really fucking ageist.
Exactly.
Like crazy ageist. Like people are talking about Duncan Robinson and they're like, "Oh, he's 26." I'm like,
"What?"
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Did his legs fall off?
I mean, Duncan's looking really fucking good, you know, but I think if it comes down to the Duncan or Tyler thing. Okay. So 21, 26. Okay. There's a 5-year difference. But also, like, this next contract is still going to be Duncan's fucking prime.
They're both white and one can shoot. This is an easy
answer. Age, experience. Give me the one with that one.
I don't get it. And again, you trade. You trade for potential. Keep that in mind. You trade for potential, and Tyler still has some potential.
But honestly, this is also the thing, is you have to look at your team and your window.
Mm-hmm.
This team is Jimmy's – like people are like, oh, you got to line up Bam's prime. No, you don't. Are you fucking crazy? You line up Jimmy's prime right now. Bam is lined up with Jimmy's prime.
Yeah, like, Jimmy you is your window.
Yep. Jimmy is your window. And then when Jimmy leaves, now you start worrying about Bam's window.
Yeah.
Jimmy is your window.
Anything Jimmy can re-up at the end of that.
And honestly, he might be a shell of himself. I have no idea. But you are dealing in Jimmy's prime. That's how you need to be dealing. Like, that's why I don't give a fuck about trading Tyler. I don't fuck about trading anybody. Because the only people on this team to me that I'm like are untouchable is Bam and Jimmy.
But
everybody
also,
else can fucking but go. Also, I don't care.
I mean, Jimmy is 31. Am I wrong about is that about right?
Yes.
Jimmy's 31.
I think he's 32.
Is he 32? Okay.
I think he's 32 this year.
Okay, he turns 32. Great.
Yeah. Yeah, in September. Best,
but he's 49.
He's 49 in Tibbs years. Up,
100%.
True.
Alf,
but he is also he is
his Riley Bottom, Mo Harkless.
But listen, but his numbers at 31, 32 are the best of his career.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So honestly, get the fucking age thing out of here and stop it.
Yeah, we need it. We need to stop acting like you only want to have a bunch of 22-year-olds on your team. Because if you have a bunch of 22-year-olds on your team, your team sucks.
This is 31, 32 on with those Tibbs years. We were terrified of those Tibbs years.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Should have been. To your point, Alf, about like them being on Jimmy's schedule, it would be one thing if like we as fans and whatever the hell else, you know, felt that way ourselves. But they have come out and flat out said, you know, like we feel beholden. We feel, you know, like a sense of, you know, like we have to give this for Jimmy, not for Bam. They understand they have Bam locked up. He's younger, but like they admit themselves that they are on Jimmy's timeline. So like, shit gotta get going.
And he brought a Mo Harkless and Avery Bradley. This motherfucker.
Yeah, this the front
At
office.
The promise of next year. This motherfucker.
Yeah, let's keep waiting.
I'll say it. This fan base is traumatized because of how poorly Wade aged.
He ain't aged poorly.
I mean, missing a fucking.
He didn't have knees when he came to you.
He had no knees.
And let's not forget the father prime era. He's talking down Michael Rappaport. The purple
fuck you, purple shirt.
I mean, technically, it doesn't matter how he aged. He helped give you 3 rings.
Right.
That motherfucker could have aged with no arms.
Right.
And you should be happy.
And you owe your life to him.
I'll take Dwayne Wade right now.
Listen, I seen him workout videos.
I'll take him right
also,
now.
Also, look at Wade right and look at Wade in 2014 how he felt, and then look at Wade how when we got him 2016.
Yep.
Guys,
all right. That's a huge. That's a big difference.
I'll take Wade over
a little bit of rest,
right
and he got
now.
A lot better.
But honestly, veteran teams for the most part win titles. Like we have to stop acting like a team full of like when's the last time you've seen a team full of like 22 to 25 year olds win a title?
Led
they
by
they went around. They don't
get past the second round.
No, they win the media.
That's
yeah.
But
oh,
that's
look
what,
at all this youth. All this.
But that's why the Thunder reaching the finals was such a big deal because they did it at such a young age. But
he
then
and
to
five.
Your point, to your point, exactly. He
never
and
did
five.
Again.
Like
exactly.
You can't.
But once you have to, but once you have to pay them, all that youth goes
out
away.
The door.
Yep.
They
yep.
go away. Like this. So that's my whole thing. It's like stop with this. Oh, youth. Future, youth, future. Fuck all that. Like this, teams build like the last like 20 years. Like teams have built a team within 2 years and win the finals. Mm-hmm. They put together a bunch of guys and win the finals within 2 years. Everyone can act like it's the Warriors and that homegrown shit. Like it's not that is not the norm. Most of the teams that have been winning, the Lakers, they go get Pau Gasol, they get Lamar Odom, they trade away all their youth, and they win a title. The last Lakers team, trade away all their youth, get a bunch of vets, win a title.
Warriors team, Wayne got KD, won a title.
Wayne got KD because they was getting the ass with their homegrown bullshit.
How many people right? How many people on the Nets were drafted? I think there was like two people on the Nets roster that were drafted by Brooklyn.
I think. Right now?
His yeah.
Current Nets roster.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
I'm pretty right. sure.
And people keep talking about, but what about? But what about their? They haven't played together.
And that's why I was getting pissed off.
James Harden and Kevin Durant have played together.
That's why I always get pissed off at the comparisons of like you know what Brooklyn put together their big three and like the Miami big three is like no honestly fuck yourself because like Wade. Was the fucking glue of that big three. Like, I mean, Bron was incredible. And Bron of Miami was better than any fucking Bron ever
Prime
again.
Prime Bron.
Ever iteration.
Fuck yourself. Fuck your yes. fucking number. Fuck you. Honestly. I don't see that. I mean, the numbers. The numbers were fucking. Numbers
Bron.
Support my theory. Okay. LeBron was incredible here. All right. So, like, that's the big, it's a big difference. Like, you know, it was built around Wade and fucking friends and like, this long-term fucking plan
that's
and everything.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's
Thank
very
you.
Different.
Thank you, Carmen.
Yeah.
Yes. Boys win games, men
Thank
win
you.
Titles. I mean, that's
rebound
kind of,
win rings. Yeah.
It's kind of whatever you
No rebounds, no
that.
Rings.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah. But still.
Hello, Mr. Dedman.
Kind of dripping in testosterone, but okay.
Mr. Dedman.
Do it.
Just trade it all the kids for fucking vets.
Give me anybody.
You got a Ariza and Dedman. They was bagging groceries. They out here part of your 6-man rotation.
Dedman changing your radiator and
stocking. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He was bagging groceries and doing your oil change.
He fixing the air conditioner at the arena right now.
Listen.
Earn an extra buck. He's showing them young bucks what real work is.
If we're being real, in 2014 we could have used Dwayne Dedman to fix the AC in San Antonio.
That cramp.
For real.
Oh, listen.
Three hey, titles. Man,
he would have been like, "I'll be all right back." All right, like, "Fuck you, Popovich."
He would have been
fucking,
like, "Oh shit, this is some bullshit. Let me go
sick
ahead.
Of your bullshit." All right, LeBron, no cramp for you tonight. Let's fucking win this shit.
Dedman said,
"I
got
a tank top
on
just to fix it and get it out of power."
He fixing the visitor bus right now.
Get y'all ass out of here.
Just a kind man.
Bitch got a cigarette in his ear like this.
Just yelling.
He's barbecuing tomorrow for the team, too.
Ow, nigga, what?
He is smoking some ribs right now. He was smoking some ribs overnight.
Getting ready right there.
Tuesday. Frankie, just... what you talking about?
You got a hose loose.
The ash on them heels been cooking since 3 weeks ago.
He chewing tobacco right on the bench.
You got a hose loose. You got to tighten that hose, boy. You got to tighten that hose.
When you change your oil.
When's the last time you change a carburetor? Oh, I'm sorry. The cars don't have carburetors. Let's go to Moose at the Movies. I love how I do this.
One man, two desires. Drip, drop, and cinema. It's Moose at the Movies. Powered by StreamBeat.
Thank you for the seamless transition, by the way. Almost didn't even get my popcorn. Goddamn.
That shit is cold.
Fucking. Welcome to Moose at the Movies, powered by StreamBee. I got my StreamBee co-founder here, Frankie G. Oh, all right, ladies and gentlemen.
Look at that hair.
This week, I'd like to focus on a truly classic basketball tale.
Classic?
A story. Don't do that. A story focused on jealousy. A tale where family becomes foe. See, this is a story about how a life got flipped, turned upside down. Yes, I'd like to take a minute. Just sit right there, and I'm going to tell you how Will Smith became the Fresh Prince of a town called Bel-Air. That's right. This week, Moose at the Movies is going to take a closer look at one of the most iconic moments in Fresh Prince lore. Season 1, Episode 11, titled Courting Disaster, but simply remembered as The Shot. That's right. We're going to get to that, Carlton. Okay. This episode opens at the high school gym where Carlton's basketball team is holding their daily practice. See, as you can imagine by the looks at them, they're not exactly a powerhouse. Their starting point guard, Cornflake, is averaging a measly 1.6 points per game.
Wait, was he like, did he have his own Cornflakes?
Tyler Hero.
No, that's Kellogg's. Cornflake is averaging a measly 1.6 points per game on an abysmal 22% shooting percent. Shit, this is Tyler. My bad. Okay, and their front court consistently gets beat on the offensive boards. Tyler. It's no wonder why they haven't won a game all year. Shit, is this the Heat? I didn't even realize that. When Will shows up with Jazz to shoot around, the coach instantly notices his talent and does what all coaches do. He illegally recruits him right in front of boosters and offers him a team, and offers him a free car. It was great. So Will joins the team, and the OG Aunt Viv decides it's perfect. This is exactly how Uncle Phil and Will are going to get closer. Rest in peace, James Avery. This leads to the entire family going to his first game. From the jump, Will is drip-dropping from every single place on the court. Can't Touch This by MC Hammer starts blaring through the speakers. It was as if Hammer wrote the hook just for this moment. See, rich white kids have never played against a kid from Philly, and straight up, Fresh Prince was making them look silly. But although the team wins and breaks... I know, you like that? Yeah. But although the team wins and breaks their season-long streak, Carlton walks off the court in disgust. See, as he watches everyone, including Uncle Phil, celebrate with Will, he just buys into what Pat Riley's been saying all the time in his book, The Disease of Me. See, although the team goes on a crazy streak climbing up the Bel-Air private school Whitey Leagues, Carlton can't help but suffer from the disease of me. This is the first time he's not the best at something, and it absolutely eats away at him. Now, does Will start showboating and become a bit of a diva? Yeah, sure. Who doesn't? Even D-Wade turned into Flash when the lights came on, all right? But you know what, Carlton? Tough shit, okay? Quit being a little fucking bitch, all right? I mean, seriously, Will is the only reason people are going to the games. Do you think anybody bought tickets to go see the Bulls and said, oh, I can't wait to see Scotty Burrell? No, they were there for MJ, okay? So now they're there to see Will Smith. Just like any good coach, when they draw up a play, they say, give the ball to MJ, give the ball to Kobe. In this case, give the ball to Will and get the fuck out of the way. But does Carlton do that? No. He goes full Hassan Whiteside and decides to steal the joy and steal the ball and make it all about himself. Cornflake, their starting point guard, inbounds the ball to Will, and then Carlton, his own teammate, strips him from it, pushes him down, and heaves it from half court. It's a miracle shot. The kind of shot everybody dreams about hitting. The kind of shot that you think you'd see on TV or in movies, but not in this episode, no. Carlton blows the game. Now, does this episode ultimately lead to Will realizing he should respect the game more and showboat less? Yeah, sure. Does Carlton realize that he shouldn't let his own ego get in the way and instead be happy and celebrate his team's success? Yeah, fuck it. But you know what I say? I say fuck all of that because the real lesson here is you're not always going to be the best at everything, okay? Deal with it. At the end of the day, find out who does what best, give them the ball, stay the fuck out of the way, because if you can ride their coattails to success, Jesus, I'm drunk. If you can ride their coattails to success without doing any of the work, that's what I call the American way. Am I right? All right, give this episode 4 drip drops. Brass, take me out. I'm going to eat my popcorn.
Word.
Creepy.
It's a new angle. We haven't seen that angle.
We haven't. Are those lights? Oh, shit.
Wow.
Yeah. That's like when the TV show shows the audience for the first time.
We've never seen that wall of mooses.
Well, welcome. That is the third wall. I have four.
Do you?
Yeah.
Can't hear you, bro.
Do you guys remember the episode when he, when him and Alan Payne were being recruited by like schools?
Yes.
And then he found out Alan Payne had a daughter.
I almost did that one.
Yeah, or a kid, and then he let Alan Payne win, and then like all the college scouts just stopped recruiting Will off of one game.
And then he never got an offer. Yeah.
I was like,
what the hell? He dropped off after one game.
And he went to a private school. It's not like he didn't have fucking get like noticed or anything.
Yeah,
like
it's
that.
Like they only watched that one game. Oh, he let that one guy score on him. He's trash. Don't give him a scholarship.
I'm not gonna go to Bel Air and watch a game. Scouts.
You know what I enjoy the most though of those basketball scenes? You watch it now and you realize how fucking small it is. Like they were basically playing in my apartment. Like it is fucking tiny.
That's it.
We need Moose to record Nerf's hoops on the sides of his apartment. Reenact all these scenes.
The Air Bud scene. Get your dog. Get a trainer up.
I want to see him hit it.
Right off his nose. I've never seen Air Bud.
You're not missing anything.
You're not missing
Just go back and watch my segment.
You might need to do a watch on like Discord or for Patreon. I think
your segment on Air Bud was actually longer than Air Bud itself.
Possibly.
Or was that Shazam? Shazam was long as fuck.
Kazam. Oh my god.
Kazam. Same shit.
Get it right. Classic.
Did you like
it
Shazam is. Though? Did you like Shazam with
No.
No? You didn't like Shazam?
I did. That was one of my favorite DC movies.
Zachary Levine. There's Levine.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
It was the only one that didn't take itself too fucking seriously.
I fell asleep three times.
Wasn't that the Sinbad movie that didn't exist?
Oh my God.
Yes. Yes. That is Shazam.
That never literally never happened.
That's the Mandela effect.
Google the Mandela effect, exactly. Yes.
I call that bullshit. All of us fucking remember that shit.
That the Sinbad movie when he was a genie?
That was genie.
Yeah, no, it never happened.
I feel like I saw that movie.
I think
everyone does.
The Mandela effect is fucking real. That
it's fucking real.
It's real.
Febreze being spelled differently.
The Mandela effect of the Eater Good.
Spelled different.
Yeah. Thank you, Frankie. Thank you.
Shit.
What the fuck is the Mandela effect?
You didn't know that?
What the hell are you? I'm
it's like when things when you think something happened when it didn't actually happen.
Yeah, like the.
But
when
no.
Mind,
so wait, Sinbad wasn't in a movie where he was a genie?
No,
it was Shaq.
No, no was I know
Kazam
that.
Kazam was Shaq. There was no Kazam. Sinbad.
There was
Shazam.
It was a Sinbad.
No, there was a picture of Sinbad dressed as like a genie or whatever, and people ran with it saying that there was a Shazam movie. And
yeah, we all remember that. It's weird.
And it just fucking went from there.
But Sinbad always dressed like a genie.
That's the thing. That's where
you're probably not wrong. Yeah,
that's probably what it is. Because he always had them high booty pants.
That's like it's like how the Heat always dressed as a basketball team, but they don't look like that.
Right, it just don't show us one.